With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Colorado currently has no confirmed cases of the new coronavirus, but Pickens County Public Health Director Karen Kunneman says it's only a matter of time.
We really do believe it's not if, it's when. We will have cases in Colorado. We may have cases in Pickens County. And so I think just being aware and being prepared for that is where we're at right now.
The county is activating its existing plan for a widespread virus just like this one and keeping a close eye on the latest information from national and state health authorities. Kunneman says residents can do their part by thoroughly washing hands and covering coughs and sneezes. State lawmakers are advancing a bill that would help translate ballots for voters who do not speak English. The measure would create a hotline voters could call to get help with translations. It would also require more counties with sizable minority populations to print ballots in both Spanish and Vietnamese. Only 4 counties in Colorado are currently printing ballots in another language due to federal voting requirements. The state estimates the new rules would increase the number to 22 counties. Senate leaders and the Trump administration have reached an election year deal to double spending on a popular conservation program and devote more than $1 billion a year to clear a growing maintenance backlog at national parks. The deal was announced Wednesday by senators from both parties. If approved by Congress and signed by President Donald Trump, it would provide for spending more than $2 billion per year on conservation and outdoor recreation projects and park maintenance across the country. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.